Hello.
It is 8:49 in the AM.
Yes.
Those last two songs you just heard were Saviors of Savage and Dust, both by Scalper, who is on the other end of the line right now. How's it going?
It's going well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Alrighty.
Yes, Ben and Josh. I'm Josh. The other one is Ben.
And this is Ben. Hello. You have your album, The Beast and the Beauty. It came out earlier this year. Tell us a little bit about it and the creation, the process.
Well, the album, The Beast and the Beauty, yeah, it's released on 31st of October, just gone a few weeks ago.
Mm.
It's been written over the last couple of years, last 2 years, and it's just my time on earth in that period, my experiences, my life journey in that time, and everything that's going on around in the world, wherever I see, I look around, it's all encompassed into the last 2 years of my life. That's basically what it is, and it's dealing with dualities of life, hence the beast and the beauty, and trying to find a balance through that. For me, my music is my own therapy, and then hopefully I can, anyone hears that can feel what I'm feeling from it or get some kind of healing from it or something like that, or a movement in their life in a positive way. So that's all it is, really. It's 2 years of my last 2 years of my life.
Amazing. And that stuff definitely comes across.
Yes, for sure.
It's really good, yeah. As someone who's quite a big hip-hop fan, it's very nice to be able to talk to you. It's really refreshing to see someone like you in the New Zealand music scene making such incredible hip-hop music. What was the start of your music journey like? I know you originally came from London and then moved over here. What was the start of the journey like?
Well, long story, but I'll cut it short. Initially, I came here in 97 with a band called Fundamental from the UK. We played WOMAD, and I was MC. I was a rapper for that group.
Yeah.
And I visited a few times over the following years, and then came to live here in 2007 for a year initially, just to check it out, because I always felt a nice vibration here. Every time I was here, for me, at that point in my life, and I needed some space to find myself. I felt a really good vibe here, so I came here in 2007 to try it for a year, see how it would go, and if I could get myself together, how I felt I needed to. And been carrying on my music. So I was doing Fundamental, and then during that same time, I was developing my Scalper solo project, which I started releasing in 97. At the same time, I was working with Fundamental, and then in 2000, I left the group and I started going completely solo. So I've released three EPs since then, and then came here in 2007, and I released my first album here in 2010. And then my second one here again in 2012, third one 2015, three EPs in between that, and then now this album.
Yeah, here we are.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a journey. You can go on my website, scalper7.com bio, and there's a bit more informed detail if anyone wants to look into a bit more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You have a really unique sound to your music. Did it take you a while to find this unique sound, or was it something that you had from the very start?
No, I think with everything, it's a journey, and if you stay long enough on a journey, you'll develop in whichever way. And I think it's taking me time. I'm 53 now. I just turned 53, and I started my musical journey in my early 20s, and so it's taken me a bit of time. It takes a lot. It's everything in its space. This has been my passion, something I felt compelled to do. I can't explain it. Many artists will tell you the same thing. It's something which we don't get paid a lot for or whatever, and all them kind of things in that material capitalistic world. But as far as art and expressing from the heart your true self to others of our, we are all the same. You, me, we're all the same. We're here at this time in this life, this journey that we all don't understand, and we're all playing along, blagging our way day by day, and no one leaves a professional expert of life.
Yeah.
So, you know, and yeah, that's what it is for me. It's just I felt this compelling to do this, no matter whatever I've been doing. I had to sacrifice income or family time, all these things, you know, everything has a sacrifice, no matter what it is, whatever you choose in life. And for me, this has been the compelling thing that I felt I needed to do. It's something, yeah, something really precious, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Definitely.
And I feel a responsibility is something that I've been, I feel as if I'm a conduit for a, because I can't explain sometimes how I put these things come together, the words and the tracks, and it's only afterwards they reveal themselves to me.
Yeah.
In the process, it's just like a, you're in the creative process, working with the energies of life, the universe, and yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. So
yeah,
that's why I've just been compelled to do it, and it takes time to nurture.
Of course.
Everything takes time, nurture, you know, and if you can stay with it and your passion's there, you will see, and new things will come and fruit from there, like a plant. You nurture it, you can develop it, and new things will show you something different every year, even though it's the same thing.
100%.
Same time, but different. And, I can't really explain it. That is how I can explain it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really cool. You said that when you came to New Zealand, it had a good energy here, a good vibration. Is there anything, I guess, in specifics about New Zealand that drew you here over London?
Well, in London, you know, it's more. I left there when I was 40. So I got to a place where it was just. For me personally, I just needed space in my head. I was starting to finish a first album, which I actually managed to do here when I came here and release. I'd been trying to do that for the last 7-8 years, but I hadn't. I could keep developing tracks, and I wasn't in it. And then I would go back on construction sites working and get right, forget this music. This is just what am I doing? You know, I'm kidding myself. And I just couldn't get away from it. It kept pulling me back. It's like Michael Corleone said, you know. I'll try and walk away and I keep pulling me back. It's like that. It's like a mafia family I'm in with this music thing. And you can't get away from it, man, if it's in the heart.
Alrighty. Who are your musical influences, and what should... Or who are you listening to right now, and what should we be listening to, other than Scalper, of course?
I'll tell you what. Most times when I get up, like, I've been going through, actually, the last couple of years... My mother died in end of 2018, so I've been dealing with depression, anxiety, and just having my daily moment-by-moment process of keeping myself as balanced as I can. And the first thing, I'll tell you what I use first thing I put on Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. That's one of my all-time favorite tracks ever.
Nice.
There's something about it. When I was a kid, I heard that first when I was in 78 or 79 when it came out.
Yeah.
I was in primary school, you know? And it stayed with me since then. And that track, I've been listening to that a lot. I've listened to some of the specials. Brothers Johnson, from the 70s, funk stuff.
Nice.
The list goes on.
Yeah. It's a bit of Cerrone, you know, the Italian guy, disco sort of stuff. I have a lot of old records, so I just flick through a lot of old stuff like that, you know, and just catch my vibes and...
Yeah,
Jimmy Smith,
nice.
The organ,
awesome,
Tangerine
man.
Dream, Stevie Wonder, Herbie Hancock.
Go off,
so good. But
keep coming. alrighty, what does the future hold for Scalper? And do you have any final words?
The future, oh mate, you need to speak to God about that one. I wish I could tell you. I don't think I'd want to know.
Yeah,
because it's exciting just to not know. I'm getting a bit deep there maybe, but as far as the music, I've got a new video coming out, the second video from the track you played there, Dust. There's a video on there for that on YouTube.
Sick.
If you go to youtube.com/MrScalper or search Scalper Music, that's all my videos are there. But I just released a video for that one.
Mm. Cool.
And there's a next one for the track Emptiness that's coming out, premiering on the 7th of December.
Oh, it's exciting.
It's set on premiere on the YouTube. So if anyone wants to go to my YouTube page, Mr. Scalper, you can subscribe and then you can get the, you can clock in your premiere. So it'll notify you if you want to have a check of that.
Hell amazing.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah. And then I'm actually in the middle of writing my another album. So I'll just be working, you know, especially having this time with the COVID and everything. Mm. So, and like I said, I've had a lot to process and I need to get it out. And
yeah.
This is my way of getting it out. So I've been writing quite a bit. So, yeah, man, on it goes. I'll just keep working, keep living, keep being in love as much as I can and seeing everyone as myself so I can give them the best of myself and hopefully we can all give the best of each other to each other.
Amazing.
Be kinder and see that everyone's, we're all traumatized as far as I can see, and we just got to be gentle and take a deep breath. And if anyone's going through anything when you feel alone, just know that that one voice you always need is inside you, and that is love. You know, feel that love for yourself, and you'll be okay.
Yeah,
take
man.
A deep breath, take a look around, look outside, don't look down, look up, and yeah, spread some love, and that's the main objective.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, man.
For
I really appreciate your time.
No both worries. We appreciate yours. You guys can go right now, listen to The Beast and the Beauty, and all of the other amazing backlog of Scalper Music. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much.